Good morning, everyone. John Dustin here with Radio Entrepreneurs, and my co-host this morning is Peter Meyerson. Peter, how are you?
I'm great, John. It's great to be here. It's great to be sitting in for Jeffrey Davis, and we have a good lineup of guests, and our first one is Megan Steinberg, president and founder of Steinberg HR, LLC.
That's right.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your company?
Sure. So I launched about a year and a half ago, Steinberg HR. My background actually is in hospitality. I went to Johnson & Wales. In my experience,
they're almost the same thing, aren't they?
What's that?
HR and hospitality.
Yes.
I mean,
they could
ways.
Be. I can. There are definitely analogies there. So I, you know, I managed and directed all around the Charles River. So MIT, BU, and Harvard Business School, and then I transitioned into HR. So I was in-house HR for over 13 years, and about a year and a half ago, I transitioned out and launched my firm, which it's been unbelievable.
You wanted to do your own thing.
Yeah. I mean, I knew that I wanted to do consulting. I just didn't know at what point in my career, and it really started to happen pretty naturally and organically, which is the way to go. So I went with it and took the risk, and it's been really rewarding. And so I work with small to mid-sized companies, so really startup, two employees upwards to 200. And so I work with them on an interim, part-time, project-based work. So some clients don't know what they want, but they know that they need something in regards to people infrastructure. So I come in and do an analysis on that and figure out what the next steps are. And
so you're providing manuals, training. What sort of services are you providing?
Right. So if you think about the full life cycle of an employee, it starts with how do you search? How are you attracting talent? So we'll do that. We also take a look at manuals and policies and processes. So we'll move into that direction. And then job descriptions, your culture, your mission, succession planning is a really big one. And then, of course, your brand. So as a company, what's your brand and what's your reputation, not only inward, how are your employees talking about you, also outward. So, you know, what's the market looking at, your competition and things like that.
Sounds more than HR to me. I think of HR in a kind of narrow way.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you're really doing more than that.
Right. So it's the tactical piece of it. So I'm sure, and a lot of people do when they think of HR, it's administrative or personnel or, you know, whether it's payroll, relations,
benefits,
right. So this is really the holistic view of your entire workforce.
Well, the challenge is, and I think everybody's guilty, every company's guilty of it, most people don't allocate a lot of resources to having a holistic HR department. So usually it's a controller, a bookkeeper, an accountant, or somebody that takes over the role with a very limited amount of time and fulfills as little as, right?
Right.
That's probably the role you're serving.
So what's really, and thank you for bringing that up, really, because I'm going to be launching a HR fundamentals for small businesses, because what I've discovered over the time is that exactly, you've got administrative folks that are assuming these responsibilities, the finance person, or even if it's, you know, a partner within the company that are assuming these HR responsibilities, and there's so much that goes into it that people really need to be educated. So because I've come from operations and I've transitioned into HR and this is my profession now, there's such a value, and some of the best HR professionals have made that transition. So what I'm launching now in the spring is this HR fundamentals. That is curriculum that you go through, relevant topics that on a monthly basis we'll meet with at least 10 people within a cohort, whether it's Zoom or in person, and really go through each chapter of this program to understand how is it applicable to you, what resonates with you. So ultimately, they'll have an action plan after that full year of, okay, what are the things that I need to look at? And so it is more holistic, and it's not just administrative.
And you're probably referring out the legal aspects to law firms.
Absolutely.
They develop like a Peter.
Not me.
What do you mean not
I don't
you?
Do that.
Oh.
I don't proclaim to be an attorney. I mean, I definitely stay on top of legislation and what is happening. And
so
I have
much.
Really, there is so much, and it changes so frequently. So I definitely have great relationships with employment attorneys that I trust. And
where are you finding the companies you're serving?
So it's really across the board. I'm from the South Shore, so I have some clients that are there in the South Shore. I have some that are in Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, all over Massachusetts. So it runs the gamut.
Specific industries or?
No. And so that is what I love. So when I decided to leave my in-house position, in my mind, my vision was that I wanted to get more experience within different industries. And then this started to happen really naturally. And so my vision is still the same. And now I'm working with legal, general contracting, technology, nonprofits. It runs the gamut, and it's been really wonderful.
I assume you're by yourself.
I am, and I also have subcontractors.
Oh, so you do
support.
Have some subcontracting mm-hmm. support.
Yeah.
So how do you grow this business? I mean, you've thought about it.
I have. Right. I have thought
so
about it.
So how do you grow it?
So coming out of my first year, obviously, well, maybe it's not obvious, but I really wanted to get that foundation and learn really about what's my mission as a company, and what are my values and how do I want to approach business. So now what I would love to do is build a small boutique HR firm. I mean, there's plenty of human resources consulting groups that are out there, and there's really something to be said to have that really high touch, people that are professionals. They know exactly what they need to do. They have that operations background where we can come in and have that HR foundation and get really, really creative with it. So my dream is to have a smaller company, you know, 5 employees that we're able to go out and do really wonderful work.
So in our space, we deal with this a lot. And I think the unique thing you're going to afford is operational experience.
Right.
So you get the payroll companies doing some of it, you get the PEOs doing some of it, but it's more mechanical. So you're able to bring an operational perspective to a small business owner to help them grow. And that's going to be sort of, I think, the key for you to maintain that balance so that you're not just dropping off handbooks from a downloaded, you know what I mean? That's the challenge as you grow.
Exactly.
I mean, it sounds more like, to me, in a way that you're much broader than what I think of as HR. So, I mean, I've obviously been as a lawyer, and I represent companies, you know, who started small and have gone public. I think of HR in a fairly limited way, you know, which is do the handbooks, you know, what are the rules, you know.
Personnel department.
Personnel department. It really is.
I don't want to tag you with that.
Yeah, no, but I think that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a very good point. And so, you know, when you describe it as Steinberg HR, you know, I think people come at that, they hear HR, and it's a limiting characteristic, not an expanding characteristic. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you might not want to be selling yourself in a broader way. And I don't know, you know, I would hate to be sitting here talking to you and interviewing you and not say what I think, which, of course, nobody will ever accuse me of not doing. But you're really talking, I mean, your holistic approach is really very appealing to me. And I'm trying to think of, you know, I mean, the clients that I have at this point are like, they're so... rigid, you know. I wouldn't even bother to send you over there because they're just too far gone. Or maybe not. I do have one client, so maybe we should talk afterwards about it. But it's, you know, it's how do you avoid getting trapped by the initials HR?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something, you know, you need to think about.
Right. Well, and it is something that, I mean, I don't love HR because of that stigma. I mean, really is what you're saying.
That's what
right?
I'm saying, right, exactly.
And so you hear all these different things like people and culture or employee experience. And so I totally hear you. And I think that's a growing, I know it's a growing for me in the company because there's so much more that we do offer And we have to figure out what is that really, how are we going to get that message across the right way, and what is our story going to be so people, they capture, either people are going to want it or they don't. I mean, because for handbooks, we do handbooks, but it's not just a download. It's, we sit down, I learn about the culture, your mission, your values, and make sure that that's threaded throughout that handbook. And that looks at tone, how do you want to treat your employees, what benefits are you offering, and really spending the time. I mean, I have one client that we've had two meetings to sit down and go page after page to look at that and take a deeper dive, whereas some companies, it's, you click a button, it's downloaded, and there you go.
I can't tell you how many times I've had clients call me up and say, will you send me an employee handbook? And I say, I'm not doing that. You know, and then of course, sometimes I do, because it's a company that doesn't have any money. And, you know, you just happen to have an old employee handbook, and you say, oh, well, you have to go through this, make sure it's right. You know, and of course, that never happens.
You're managing the people experience. That's what you're managing.
Yeah, I think that's really, I think that's such a great approach. And I think it's fairly unique. I don't know any HR people who do that.
Oh, that's great.
You know, so I think that's your sales hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you make that statement, I don't know. You know, something on your card, you know, the human resources person.
Right.
You could go HHR, holistic human resources.
There you go. Look at, I'm so glad I came today.
Just full of good ideas. Executing's another story. The ideas
well,
come.
No. Ideas, yes. Good. That's her judgment.
But it's, I mean, to go off of what you're saying, it's so true, and I say this, that whether it's a product or a service, in we're so digitalized and this everything's automated that there is always a human behind whatever company and whatever they're looking to do. So why not really put everything that you can into that and tap into it and really keep your finger on the pulse and understand what's going on and how can you optimize and maximize all of that? And
still be in statutory compliance.
Yes.
Right. That's a fine line.
Right.
Megan, you tell a great story. So
we
wish you the best. And if people want to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
They can go to Megan@SteinbergHR.com and email me directly. And also on my website, SteinbergHR.com, and all my contact information is there.
Oh, okay, great. It's been great having you on. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, John Dustin and Peter Meyerson. And we've been happily sitting in for Jeffrey Davis. Who's probably happy that we're sitting in. We will have another interview shortly. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.